Well, hello there, my friend. Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome aboard to the Daily Podcast. It is good to be with you. It is very early in the studio. It is actually 4:33 a.m., which is going to be important as we discuss today's concept, the absolute futility of worry. It is very much on my heart to share this with you. It's an important message, and I really hope it's going to be useful to you. Very quickly, an update. I know many of you have been following my journey over the last couple of weeks. If you're not aware, I had another bad training crash 2 weeks ago. Karen said to me last night, it's 2 weeks today, actually, since the accident. She said to me, gosh, she said 2 weeks ago when you went to sleep on the Monday, you had no idea that this was going to happen the next day. I always like that when people say that. It's so often somebody's had some success in something. They say, if you told me 5 years ago that this was going to happen, I wouldn't have. Obviously, right? That's when Karen goes, how, if only you'd known you were going to go to sleep and wake up. Yeah, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have probably got up. I would have stayed in bed. If you're not familiar, I had a bad crash. I managed to break 12 ribs, 6 on the front, 6 on the back, and shattered my shoulder and collarbone and had a whole bunch of surgery. But look, the recovery has been phenomenal. It's just been incredible how fast I've healed. And a couple of points on that. I think those of you that really do follow me, particularly say on Instagram, at @jdoylespeaks, you know that I take the whole fitness, well-being, nutrition thing seriously. And I honestly think that, look, I'm 50, but the pace at which I've recovered really, I think, has come down to a couple of things. One is just having that strong base physical fitness coming into the injury. And then just a lot of prayer. I think I've had so many people praying for me and just sending so many good wishes that I think that's had a big effect too. So the update is keep me in your prayers whenever you're hearing this live, because tomorrow I get all the stitches taken out, and it's not my first rodeo. I've been down this path before, and to be honest, the removal of all the stitches is not the most pleasant part of it, but it's all good. Learn to roll with these things, and you live long enough, you're going to have a few of these things happen, but God is good, and I'm in a good place. So friends, listen, today I want to talk to you about the absolute futility of worry. And I want to talk to you about this because the reason I'm in the studio at 4:35 a.m. now is because I woke up at 2:22, the triple twos, 2:22, and I had a whole bunch of stuff on my mind. And as I said a moment ago, it's not my first rodeo. I think over many years I have, had seasons where there's a lot going on. And if you're anything like me, your mind can begin to really go to work on the problems that you face. You might have a naturally anxious disposition. We're all different. We're all on a spectrum somewhere from completely chilled all the time to hyper anxious all the time. But it's very normal for us to default to worrying about the complexities of our lives. And as I've said so many times, right, we're at a moment in history where the nature of the news cycle of media, of social media, is presenting us with an absolute plethora, a smorgasbord of things to be concerned and worried about. So it's understandable that minds are going to go to work on these problems. And it's also because as a species, we definitely evolved to be sensitized to risks and to the dangers that surround us. But for most of our human history, those dangers were pretty darn predictable. You know, it was about food security, about not being eaten by things and not being killed by other tribes. That's pretty much all we had to worry about. They were existential threats, right? They were real things. But the brains that we had then are pretty similar to the brains we have now. But the potential worries that we can experience just accelerate. And I think here in my country at the moment, maybe it's similar in yours, the news cycle is obsessed with interest rate rises and cost of living increases and this, what's the old saying in media, if it bleeds, it leads, that fear is always going to get the eyeballs. So look, I totally get it. If you find yourself at times concerned and worrying about things, you can worry about your relationships, your marriage, your dating. Hopefully you're not worrying about marriage and dating at the same time. That'd be awkward. You might worry about your kids. You might worry about your finances, your health, all these different things. And I want to really just suggest to you the essential futility of worry as a strategy. Worrying and rumination, rumination is that kind of how we just play things over and over again and we just keep rolling through the fears that we have, literally doesn't change the circumstance. Now, I know You understand that on one level. But I think what we do is we fall into this habit of thinking, well, if I'm thinking about it, if I'm concerned about it, if it's occupying my thinking, maybe I'm going to come up with a strategy. Maybe this worrying is going to help me come up with some great insight. And that doesn't tend to be the case. What tends to be the case, if you think about the big breakthroughs you often have in life, the great moments of insight or breakthrough, they don't tend to come lying in your bed at 2 a.m. worrying about something. My experience has been that we're looking for these states of being that we can get into. Say, those times like you're having a really long shower and you get some brilliant insight, it's because your body and brain get into this relaxed state and you suddenly get an insight you didn't have. For me, it used to be that I would get up at some ungodly hour, go and do a ridiculous training ride, come back, have a hot shower, have a coffee. And in that state, I reckon I could solve pretty much global hunger and every other problem on the planet because you're in a great state. And many times I've talked about the three S's, right? State, story, and strategy. That if most people are looking at strategy all the time, but what you want to do is you want to get yourself in a better story and you want to do that by getting in a really good state. So what I'm saying here is that defaulting to worry as a strategy is going to be suboptimal. It really is not going to be a strategy that's going to move you forward. What I did today is when I woke at 2:22, I just immediately knew that this was going nowhere. And I only know that because I live for long enough. And part of the joy of doing this podcast is part of the joy of getting a bit older is that I actually do feel that some of what I try to share with people now comes not from so much something I've watched or something I'm trying to copy from someone else. It's come from living long enough to know what sort of works and what doesn't work. So I really want to put on your heart today that worrying as a strategy is suboptimal. And so what does work is action. What does work is movement. If you just heard that big breath there, that was me trying to breathe with 12 broken ribs. I have to do these big breaths. What does work is action and movement and moving out of rumination. So I got up, I went to my downstairs office. I had about an hour or so of prayer. I had a good coffee. I got plenty of hydration. And then I came into the studio to share this. And my problems are still there. And I don't know how you perceive my life, but I definitely have plenty of problems. And I saw something yesterday that made the point that we're always going to have them. Like, sometimes we can labor under the illusion that we're heading to a place in our life when we're going to be problem-free, that whether you pay off your mortgage or when your kids graduate or when you get that promotion or when you finish university or college, we all think we're going to get to this place and the problems are going to stop. They're not going to stop. It's a really important insight is that for as long as you're breathing, you're going to have problems. They can, and they're going to fluctuate at different times in life, so they're never going away. So there's some freedom in knowing that, but what we can do is be present in the moment, take action, keep moving forward. Because life's going to happen anyway. And lying in your bed or sitting somewhere ruminating and worrying about things is literally not going to change the outcome. I really believe this. You don't tend to get insights, you don't tend to get breakthroughs in moments of being really miserable and worried and stressed out. So I found a cool quote for this from a guy called Leon Brown. And Leon just says, "Do not worry about the past or the future. This moment needs your attention, for this is where your life exists. Do not worry about the past or the future. This moment needs your attention, for this is where your life exists." I think that captures the entire mindfulness industry, and that so much of our suffering happens by projecting into a future that hasn't arrived, and depending on our personalities, seeing the worst possible future at times. But the only place that you really have where you really exist is right now. So the actions that you are undertaking in the present moment are the significant things that are going to change stuff. The last things I guess I want to say to you on this is a discipline. So it's not enough for me to share this with you and you go, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Jonathan's right. I shouldn't worry so much and just get on. But this is literally a discipline. And again, I can teach it to you because I've been spectacularly bad at it at significant periods in my own life. So the path to growth here is realizing that you have to get a little bit in control of your own ship. You have to be in a place where you go, oh, I'm doing it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take action instead. And that's literally the framework that I had this morning. So literally I'm like, I know what I default to. I know what I do in these situations and I'm not going to go down there. I'm going to stop myself following this mental path. I'm just going to get up. And this voice in my head is, oh, you'll be so tired today if you're getting up at 2 a.m. Look, I'm not getting up at 2 a.m. every day. I'm not advocating some kind of crazy lifestyle. I'm just saying I know what this looks like and try and get some rest today, but I know that lying there ain't going to do it. And I know that I have to have the discipline to keep myself moving forward. So you need to get on your own team. You need to realize that rumination and worry are futile. They're not going to give you the insights and strategies you need. What does matter is the action. And for me, it's a prayerful action. It's like really trying to allow God to speak into that space. And so that my action isn't just random and futile. I try and trust that it's guided over time. And there's just this freedom that comes when you go, look, maybe it all does go sideways. Maybe. But last week I talked about, even if things do go sideways, even if things don't go the way you want, you'll find a way. You'll work it out. You'll still be loved. You'll still have good people around you. You're going to find your way. So my friends, can I encourage you today to meditate upon the absolute futility of worry? The absolute futility of worry as a strategy. It's suboptimal. It doesn't work. What does work is being aware that your life's happening in the present moment, that you need to be moving, you need to take action, you need to get yourself in a better state, and you need to keep living and getting through a day at a time and just one eye on the future, just a half an eye on the future about where you're trying to track towards, and then take action in real time. Do stuff, all right? Friends, that's it. I hope that's useful to you. Let me know what you think. You can find me, everything's on the website, jonathandoyle.co, jonathandoyle.co, my consultancy work, my speaking work, booking me to speak, it's all there. And on Instagram, you can find me at jdoylespeaks, one word, jdoylespeaks. And YouTube and all the links will be here somewhere. If you're not a regular subscriber, it is a huge blessing if you subscribe. I'd love you to do that. And if you found anything useful today, I'd love you to share it with people. All right, my friends, God bless you. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been The Daily Podcast, and you and I are going to talk again tomorrow.